weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man. Yes, yes. It's that time again. Welcome back, Chris.
Kia ora.
How are you? Awesome. How are you?
Nicely high.
Banging.
I'm doing my bit. And I hope the listeners, those who want to, may join me in that over the airwaves. Now, if we can talk wizards and weed.
My favourite two things.
I thought so. Yeah, but, and I hate to bring you down to get right off into it, with Marijuana Media. Northland's Gandalf.
Oh no.
This is in the Northern Advocate and the Herald on Tuesday. Now charged with cannabis oil supply, risks 14-year jail term. The previous charges, because of course he was raided back in March, cultivation, possession and supply, maximum 8 years. You think, bloody hell, 8 freaking years. Well, when you supply some oil, it turns out, 14 years. And yet, of course, this is medical oil. If anyone watched Gower's things on weed, ooh. Gandalf was on there.
No, but I probably should.
Tacit approval from the local cops and things. Everyone turning a blind eye was very out there about it. Unlicensed supplier to hundreds of people, you know, self-admitted. Unable to afford or locked out of the legal medical cannabis. Often giving it away for free to them, or at cost, that kind of thing. Raided by armed and axe-wielding police. And then this charge was supposed to, well, this hearing to this week, on Tuesday, was supposed to be like some kind of review. And surprise, in the Whangarei District Court, the police went, hey, surprise, we've added these extra charges. As Gandalf and his lawyer and 20 or so supporters, including patients and nurses, arrived at the courthouse to learn this new addition. So that goes to, you know, that this is what the police are thinking, I guess. To put that on if we could just put that into perspective, you could also get 14 years maximum for kidnapping, abduction.
Oh my God.
Aggravated burglary. Did you know that ill treatment or neglect of a child is a maximum of 10 years? Just to put that in perspective. I don't want to bring you down, but I probably just did. And you know, let's remember, this is medical buds and oil. And as I say, operating with tacit approval and out there in that for years now. So the judge, Taryn Bailey in the Whangarei District Court, agreed that they needed a bit more time to consider this. Adjourned till July. Gandalf told NZME as he was leaving, the police were just trying to fuck with me. And I think that could be true, but this is serious stuff. Fortunately, I actually think this could backfire on them. They're going way over the top, even with laying any charge at all. And Gandalf selected a jury trial, you know, which you get for these more serious things.
Oh, there you go.
His patients can come as witnesses. Might take weeks, who knows? But I think he might end up setting a precedent, and that this is not something that someone should be convicted for.
There you go. It's true.
Yeah. So, follow along with that and head up to Whangarei in July. We'll get the exact date, hopefully for next week, and be there at the courthouse. And just to show what can happen, so here was a man in the press, this is related, in the press on Tuesday, also on Tuesday, same day. Man caught with more than 50 cannabis plants, just escapes conviction. And here's for fuck's sake, aspect of this. Sorry to swear again, but I think it's the precedent's been set now that you can say whatever you want on the airwaves and in Parliament. Staff working nearby, is in quote marks, spotted the 51-year-old Marlborough resident tending his plants on his own property. They set up a surveillance camera, filmed him doing it, and passed the footage to police.
Who? These narcs.
Staff working nearby. Blenheim Judge Tanya Warburton only just accepted the cannabis was for personal medical use, but agreed direct and indirect consequences of the conviction will be out of all proportion for the gravity of the offending, discharge without conviction.
Right.
50 plants.
Well,
Shame on those working nearby, those
staff. Like, get a real job.
But meanwhile, just to show you what else could happen, and this is again someone who they accepted was medical and for personal use, Glenn Raymond Invercargill this week, last Friday, self-medicating with cannabis, torn rotator cuff, he sustained overseas, which meant no ACC coverage here. Judge said he had some sympathy, Brian Callahan judge, and that he was driven to do this by the cost, but he still convicted him, 4 months home D. And the police, of course, are the only victims in this. Other than Glenn Raymond, of course, who gets convicted in 4 months home D. But the police claimed that they were victims and sought $209 reparation for the locksmith and the cost of preparing the warrant, and they were awarded that.
Of course.
Because they're the victims. you have to laugh or you just would cry. Meanwhile, the other guy just tells you that conviction, so just, you know. Meanwhile, in the Herald on the weekend, wheelchair woman's plight for answers and accountability after spinal injury. Very sad, distressing story about Tracy Jarman, became wheelchair banned, waking up from surgery paralysed. Challenging ACC to fund her medical cannabis, which she said offered the only significant relief, or significantly better relief, I should say, from symptoms other than the prescription drugs, which had turned her into a zombie.
Oh, God.
ACC rejected that.
Oh, God. Here's
a good thing, though. This is a study that came out which shows, you know, this is not just in people's head or making it up. This was CBD published in the journal Curious, found 98% of respondents reported a reduction in pain following administration of CBD. On a 10-point scale, they went down an average of 2.6 points, which I think anyone who's suffering pain would say that's a lot. Mm-hmm. And most of them were having under 100 milligrams a day, so very affordable too. Well, for most. For most. Not for everyone. There you go. Shall we move on from the... Where you want to pitch in there with your favourite bust story?
Oh, God. I don't know if I have one.
Fair enough. But yeah, it just shows what's going on. That's three from this week, right? I mean, that just shows you what is going on. People might think it's all done and dusted. But, you know, busting Gandalf, up in the ante with more serious charges, and these other people being put through the court who shouldn't even be there.
No. Oh, God. Right.
So, if you want to take part in a official Massey University, the New Zealand Drug Trend Survey, it's on right now. Some people might be buying their weed online or their other drugs. Apparently that's a thing. It was
true.
In some stories this week, One News and Radio New Zealand. More people getting their stuff via social media apps.
True.
And if you're not getting it via a social media app and you're sort of buying it in your local, what they call a regional drug market, it turns out the gangs are, surprise, surprise, dominating many of them, particularly in the regions. So this is an annual survey of about 10,000 people. It is self-reported and who chooses to do it, but it gives you this kind of intel of what people are finding out there and what they're going through, prices, availability, who they're getting it off and that. 13% of the cannabis users thought that they were getting their cannabis from gangs. So meth was about a third, whereas 13% for cannabis.
They
probably
thought...
mostly the tinny houses and things, probably. Well, you never know further up the chain, right?
Yeah. I see.
This is the retail side. Mm-hmm. But helpfully, Radio New Zealand said, well, Facebook Messenger is the most popular way to get your drugs online, followed by Snapchat. But 5% of people were getting it via dating apps.
You know what? If I was to download a dating app right now, it would be for that purpose. That's for sure. True, people are quite resourceful.
Yeah.
Thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
You gotta get in where you get it where you can.
That's right. They're already adults, aren't they? No, they're probably not. The Herald, meanwhile, they helpfully pointed out that getting your drugs via an app takes a lot of the legwork out of buying drugs. Mm. There you go. Save some hassle, according to the Herald.
I mean, it's all right there on your phone, isn't it?
That's right. That's what they said. you could be trying to avoid the gangs in your local regional drug market, too.
I see. It's interesting, isn't it?
Mm.
Now I'm thinking about if I was to purchase such a thing, where would I... How would I try to trace it back up somewhere? It's curious.
don't ask too many questions.
No, exactly.
But do get your stuff tested, right? If you're getting stuff like that, get it tested.
Please.
And if you get your prescription, you know at least it has been tested.
Exactly right. You know, some responsible purveyors.
Last year's one also showed about a third of medical cannabis users were getting prescriptions now. Not necessarily all the time and every time, but at least a third of them had a prescription.
That's good indication.
That's one of the issues, right? Is it's not necessarily affordable or available enough for people to get it every time.
True stories.
Interest CoNZ. Which there you go. If you want to know all about financial stuff, Bernard Hickey's site. And but this economist there this week, he's given a blog of recounting how he told the IRD's policy advice division in a presentation they invited him to give, 5 ways to improve the tax system, and he said legalize and tax cannabis. This is Terry Borsha. I think I've pronounced that right. And he pointed to Colorado, which of course legal since 2013. And he said, and I quote, "If I was Nicola Willis, I'm not sure I'd want to leave a potential $400 million plus per year lying around." And that's been the average tax take in Colorado since that time.
So, boy.
You know.
Fix the budgets, you guys.
Yeah, fix the budgets. Create some jobs. Reduce the gangs. All that kind of thing. You'd think they'd be into it. There you go. So that's me for the week. Well, that's our roundup of the marijuana news.
Awesome. Well, shout-outs to... the wizard man. What was his name again?
Gandalf.
Paul Smith. Gosh.
That's right. Send him some love.
Yeah.
And Ganja Gig Guide coming up. So what have we got? Next Wednesday, 21st of May, off the record. That's Thursday, third Wednesday of every month. Ella Melville. And you can get stuff tested and watch film and talk to people and stuff like that. And then the next Thursday, this is Thursday next week, Puff Puff Paint is at the Button Factory. Saturday after that, 24th of May, Saturday, that's the Hempstall's birthday. Number 28. 28th birthday.
28th birthday?
Yep.
That's so impressive.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Hempstall.
That's right. Happy birthday, Hempstall. And Thursday, 26th, during 2 weeks, that is Support Don't Punish Day. There you go.
Wow.
You can have a moment in support of Support Don't Punish Day.
Yeah,
and then all the way through December, Saturday, December 6th is J-Day, of course, Albert Park. Yes.
Banging. Well, thanks, Chris.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.
The streets were loud.
Right, I'm off to go and pick up my medicine.
From where?
Secret.
Oh, sorry, it wasn't a plug for the hemp store. Anyways, shout-outs to Chris, shout-outs to you. Happy 420. Well, it's not 420 anymore. Anyways.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a